There are about 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon, and their welcome is wearing thin. Lebanon is smaller than Connecticut, with a population of 4 million. The Lebanese are now starting to impose curfews on the Syrians, enforced by local volunteers. NPR's Alice Fordham visited a town of about 4,000 people that's cracking down on hundreds of newcomers.
We're on a balcony overlooking olive trees and orchards in a town called Ebrin. It's Shadi's balcony. I'm not going to tell you his last name for reasons I'll explain later. He works in the capital, Beirut, but commutes an hour north for the quiet in this town that feels like a village.
Yeah, around 4,000. And most of them, they are relatives.
And all Christian. I see Christmas trees, Virgin Mary statues. So far, so cozy. Except under the balcony, there's new structures, cinder block, tarp and corrugated metal.
Yeah, I think around 55 metres away or something. Many families.
Those are houses that were here before, or they
themselves?
No, they just
built it illegally.
Shadi reckons 600 Syrians live here now, mostly refugees from the war just over the border. Some families, others single men.
We are worried about the 20, 25, 30 years old.
We're close to the city of Tripoli, where Islamist extremism spills over from Syria, causing violence. When Syrian men started buzzing around on motorbikes at night, the town got nervous.
We said no for Syrian. We don't want Syrian anymore.
He doesn't mean kicking them out, just not making them feel too welcome. He was pleased to see the local authority impose an 8 p.m. curfew on Syrians a few months back.
They are not comfortable. The Syrians, they are not comfortable like before.
And when the municipality called for volunteers to patrol, he signed up. He took me with him one recent evening. He asks me not to use his last name because he fears being targeted by extremists.
Bonsoir. Alice, nice to meet you.
We're at the municipality office. A policeman assigns about a dozen, mostly middle-aged volunteers, different parts of the town. Most don't carry weapons, but keep them handy, maybe in their car. This is happening in Muslim areas as well as Christian. Human Rights Watch counted at least 45 curfews on Syrians in Lebanon. Country director Nadim Houri says they're often brutally enforced.
We've documented beatings in some cases. In some cases, just tell them to go home. But in many other cases, it's beatings. And more importantly, it's sort of feeding a climate of impunity.
Houri says this is worrying here, where a civil war ended 25 years ago.
Because we're seeing a return of armed self-help groups, which we had hoped we had turned the page on with the end of the civil war.
But what these men are doing is legal. For the last 2 years, local police have been allowed to recruit help.
Hey, Mark. Okay, a week.
In Ebrin, the policeman leading the patrol is this guy, Jean Raad. He says that now there's security problems all over the country, the police and army are stretched. And Syrians are allowed out at night if it's urgent and they're never beaten. But the Syrians here aren't happy. We reach Amar El Hussein, a father of six, by phone. There's no way we can go out, he says. If anyone sees you outside after 8 p.m., they'll beat you up. He says he knows two or three men who were beaten. It feels like prison, and people are scared of the authorities, so of course they don't report anything. Shadi, my guide to the patrol, says Syrians tell him it's fine.
I don't know if they said it and they are like 100% sure about what they're saying or because they are scared.
And yeah, he feels bad sometimes.
It's not nice to control the freedom of people, but the situation is bad in the area, in the whole area.
I put the situation to a representative of the Interior Ministry, Khalil Jibara. He says police needed help.
I agree that Lebanon has a very bloody history of civilians with guns. I agree that there is a very thin line that where we separate between municipal police and basically having locals holding guns.
But at least this way the authorities are involved. There's training, gun licenses. It's not ideal, but he reckons the alternative, effectively the re-emergence of local militias, would be worse. Alice Wardham, NPR News, Beirut.